To another Sunday. We want to thank the Lord for allowing us to see another beautiful day. Today we are at WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio. This is Reverend Lee West, your host for A Heart for the People Christian Ministry. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we just ask you continue to keep us uplifted, keep us in prayer as we go through our day. This morning I'm going to do something a little different. Normally I have been talking about grief and interviewing mothers and families who have been going through the loss of a loved one. But today I just want to kind of switch it up. We will come back to that at a later time. But for right now, I want to talk about Psalms 103. This particular psalm really touched my heart. The theme of this psalm is God's great love for us, and what God does for us tells us what he really is like. And I think sometimes we question, what is God like? How do I know he loves me? How do I know that he's there for me? And the author of this psalm is David. And it says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul." And then the key phrase for me is, "and forget not all his benefits." People say, well, what benefits are you talking about? We have benefits when we have accepted Christ as our personal Savior. We have benefits when we have come to him and said, "Lord, forgive me for the sins that I have committed. Forgive me for what I have done." There are certain things that Christ has done for us, has done in our lives. He forgives all of our sins. He heals all of our diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with a love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As a man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and is gone, and a place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. So when I read this passage and I began to think to myself, I said, wow, benefits for being a Christian, benefits for having taken the step to accept Christ as my personal Savior. So what is the purpose behind this writing that David has produced? David praised God, and his focus is on the praise of God, on God's glorious deeds. It is easy to complain about life, but David's list gives us plenty for which to praise God. He forgives our sins, heals our diseases, redeems us from death, crowns us with love and compassion, satisfies our desires, and gives righteousness and justice. We receive all of these without deserving any of them. No matter how difficult your life journey is, you can always count your blessings. And I look back at my life when I was reading this, and I was thinking to myself, I said, man, all the things that I have been through, all the things I may have said, all the things that I may have done, who would have thought that at this point in my life I'd be pastoring or I'd be ministering to those in need or helping those who are in need? But see, God looked past my faults. He looked past my mistakes. He looked past the things that I have done or may have said or may have thought. And he said, I still have something for you. And of course, on my part, I had to go and say, you know, Lord, forgive me for the sins that I have committed. Forgive me for the things that I have said or done that went against you, went against your law. I'm asking you for forgiveness. I'm repenting. I'm saying, Lord, here I am. Use me the way you see fit. God's law was given first to Moses and the people of Israel. God's law presents a clear picture of God's nature and will. It was God's training manual to prepare his people to serve him and to follow his ways. Review the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, and the history of how they were given, asking God to show you his will and his ways through them. And that's a key word there, the word will. We need to understand that it's not about us. We are so quick to say, this is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going. But we never put, if it's God's will, at the end of that. I'll call you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Well, if it's God's will, I'll see you tomorrow too. We have to understand that we can't move or do anything unless God allows it to happen. So I want to thank him for bringing me to where he is today, where I am today. This is his will. It's not about me. If I could think of a million other things I would want to be doing. But he has me right where he wants me, and he's using me the way that he sees fit. So when we look at 103, Psalms 103, verse 12, it says, East and the West can never meet. This is a symbolic portrait of God's forgiveness. When he forgives our sin, he separates it from us and doesn't even remember it. We need never wallow in the past, for God forgives and forgets. Now, that's hard for some people. You know, we say, oh, I'll forgive, but I ain't never going to forget what you did to me. And understandable, we are human. And that's one thing that God, I love about the Lord. He knows that we're human. And he's not going to treat us any different. We are human. We are going to make mistakes. We're going to go down that wrong path. The human side is curious. They want to know. The human side wants to know what's down there. And usually we end up coming back to Jesus saying, Lord, I made a mistake. Please forgive me. So in Psalms 103, 13, and 14, we are fragile, but God's care is eternal. Too often we focus on God's judge and lawgiver, ignoring his compassion and concern for us. When we did something wrong as a child, our parents are going to get upset with us. They're going to say things. They're going to do things that we are not going to like. And the first thing we question is, you don't love me. How can you love me and you whipping my behind? Or how can you love me and talk to me the way you do? There are consequences for everything that we do. Whether it's positive or negative, there's an outcome. There's a consequence. There's something that you are going to have to face. So we need to understand that even though there is a wrath of God, even though he's going to get upset, he may not like what you do. He does not like sin, period. But he is still compassionate. He still loves you. He still cares for you. I always use the example of the thief hanging on the cross. Even though he was on the cross, he acknowledged who Jesus was. And even though he committed sin, and that's what he was being, for whatever he did, being a thief and whatever else he did, he was being crucified. But even at the end, Jesus said to him, on this day, you will be with me in paradise. It wasn't about the sin. It was a fact that he gave his heart. It's a fact that he acknowledged and believed in who Jesus was. So therefore, the compassion that came through Jesus was, you'll be with me in paradise. Our weakness should never be used as a justification for sin. His mercy takes everything into account. God will deal with you compassionately. All you have to do is trust him. So you say, well, what does that mean? I don't understand that. Trust. Believe. Allow God to do whatever it is that he's going to do. Allow him to handle the situations that he's going to handle. So therefore, if you're going to mess up and you're going to go the wrong path, you know, one thing that we have to stop doing is we know that God's going to forgive us. But if we continually doing the same thing just based on that, well, I can do this because I know he's going to forgive me. Okay, God forgave me. All right, I'm going to go back and I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to do it again. This is wrong. You cannot do this. He wants us to learn from our mistakes. He wants us to grow from our mistakes. He wants us to put our best foot forward. And he'll be right there to pick up the pieces. He'll be, when you have fallen, he stretches out his hand and says, here I am. I'll help you up. But we have to keep our mind stayed on him. We have to keep focus on him. We have to stay in prayer. We have to continue to trust and believe that he is going to be there with us. His mercy takes everything into account, and God will deal with you compassionately. He's going to look at the whole picture. It's like when you go to court. All the evidence is presented to the judge, to the jury, or what have you. Everything is looked at, and that's what God does. He looks at everything. His mercy takes everything into account. He does not go by he say, she say, or you know, somebody came to me and said this about you, so I'm holding it against you. He sees it for himself, and he acknowledges who you are. So that's why it's important that as we walk this Christian walk, that we continue to dwell in the Lord, that we continue to trust him, that we continue to allow him to have his way. It's not about us. Everything, everywhere is to praise the Lord. All angels, mighty ones, and heavenly hosts, and all his works. Praising God means remembering all he has done for us. And it's okay to kind of look in the past and say, wow, I remember when I was at this point, but look where I'm at now. And I know I didn't get there by myself. I know that God brought me to where I am today. It's because of his grace and his mercy that I'm able to sit here today, even at WWDB, and be able to talk to you about what God has done. If he did not bring me through, I would not have been able to do this today. I would not be here to talk to you today. But the life that I was living, the life that I chose, was not what his plan was for me. And trust me when I tell you, I had to go through some bumps and bruises, some rough roads to get just to this point. Some sacrifices had to be made. The question is, what is it that you would do? How far would you go? What would you be willing to sacrifice or give up, including if it meant your life, to show your love for Christ, to show him, say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me through this sickness. Thank you, Lord, for putting food on my table. Thank you, Lord, for the roof over my head. Thank you for the car that I have. You came into this world with nothing. You're going to leave this world with nothing. So we have to give thanks. And if you read 17 on down to 22, it says, but for everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all the heavenly hosts. You know, the things that are offered here in the world are temporal, but God is eternal. We have to begin to look beyond what's on this earth and understand that this is not residency. Our residency should be, I hope will be, with Christ. But right now, the things that we are dealing with, when you know, it's so crazy because I was talking to my wife the other day, and we were looking at the way things are today. It's like if you're in your neighborhood or your community or you're on, just say, land, period, you take a chance on getting shot, stabbed, robbed, whatever the case may be, carjacked. If you go in the water, you look at everything that's happening, you're getting eaten by sharks or what have you. If you drink the water in certain places, I think it was New York, the water, you get polio. There's so many things that are going on. But even in the midst of what is going on, when do you begin to trust God? When do you begin to say, Lord, I can't do this by myself anymore. Lord, here I am. I just use me the way you see fit. Whatever the plan is that you have for my life, Father, I surrender all to you. I surrender my family. I surrender myself, my life. It all belongs to you. Direct my path. Show me which way I should go. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all heavenly hosts, and his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. This is all his. I created nothing. God created it. So therefore, I have to abide by his word. My life is nothing without him. I can do nothing without him. So I have to give thanks for him allowing me to see today. When I wake up in the morning, it is a blessing. I had a restful night's sleep. He watched over me. He made sure that no harm came to me or my family. Yes, we have gone through things. Yes, there has been negative times. Yes, we sit back and we complain about this, that, and the other, and life is just messed up. But guess what? Look at how many people have gone on before you who have left here, whether in sin or living in Christ. But you are still here. There's still work for you to do. There's still things that he has for you to do. The question is, what is it? His benefits have brought you to this point. He forgave your sins. He's healed you in some way. He redeems your life from the pit, and he crowns you with love and compassion. We have to begin to show one another that we care about one another, that we love one another. I was just listening to the news the other day, and a young man in I think it was Memphis, Tennessee, just riding around, randomly shooting people, just taking people's lives. The things that are going on today, we have to call on Jesus, because the city has no idea what to do. The powers to be that be have no idea what to do. So who do we lean on? Who do we talk to? Who do we tell about our problems? So today I just want you to concentrate on the Lord. I want you to concentrate on prayer. I want you to admit to Christ that you can't handle these things. You're not built for this. But you can lean on him. You can depend on him. And he will bring you through whatever it is that you're going through. And he will bring you through successfully. His word says that I will never leave you nor forsake you, that I will be there for you always. So I want to thank God for today. I want to thank him for allowing us to be able to come together and to be able to fellowship and just get into the word of God. I thank him for saving me and bringing me to this point in my life. I don't know what tomorrow may hold because tomorrow's not promised. Yesterday's gone. So today, I can praise him with you. I can give thanks with you for our life, our health, and our strength. And I can pray that God will watch over you throughout the rest of this day. Now, when you lay down tonight, I don't know what may happen, but I pray that God gives you a good night's rest. So there's several things that are coming up. September 25th is National Day of Remembrance of Murder Victims. So on September 25th at 11 a.m., if you're free, if you're able to come out for a day of remembrance and bring your chairs, your balloons, to remember our loved ones murdered in our city and across this country. The location will be Wagner Avenue and Kamak Street. That's up by Einstein Hospital. All are welcome. There will be poem readings, inspirational music, words of encouragement, a time of prayer, and a moment of silence. And finally, there will be a balloon release at the end of the program. And we're going to be remembering Brian Lamar Hurd II, whose life was taken at that intersection, Kamak and Wagner Avenue, who was gunned down right outside, basically my front door. But we're going to have something there. And also we want to acknowledge and remember that September 11th, which is this Sunday, we will be remembering 9/11, the Twin Towers in New York City. We want you to take the time to remember those lives that have been lost due to that terrorist attack. Also, we want to send our condolences and our love to England. As we all know, the Queen has passed away. And to the family, we want to acknowledge and send our respects to them as well. Loss and grief is real. It can be very emotional. It can cause mental issues. So we want to just send our prayers out to the family, the Queen's family. Thank her for her service. I think they said 70 years she has been the Queen. So we just want to say thank you and send our love and peace to the family. Let us also remember all of our families who have lost loved ones in our city. The shootings are still continuing on. And we really need to be watchful. Never in my life have I had to go to my car and have my head on a swivel, you know, looking around, see who's anybody walking up on the side of my car or what have you. But these are the times that we are living in, the robberies and what have you. And we are quickly approaching the holiday season. So let's be in prayer that safety, that God watches out and keeps us all safe. So we want to thank you for joining us today here at WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio. We also want to thank you for listening in to A Heart for the People Christian Ministry. My name is Reverend Lee West. I want to thank you for joining us today. May God continue to bless you. And always remember that I love you, but God loves you best. God bless.